K1 News Time is 9:31. Time to talk cars. After all, it's sunshiny and Thursday. I guess Brad might be on the line. How you doing there, Brad Dungis?
Good morning, Tom. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing fine.
Here on Highway 75.
Well, I tell you what, that celebration's continuing, isn't it?
Yeah, we're having a great time out here celebrating our 80th anniversary and really having a great time this month doing a lot of business and remembering things with folks. We've been having a lot of fun on the Facebook page, posting a lot of old pictures and helping people remember some of their first experiences with Fords or with the dealership back in the day. And we're continuing that today. I'm out here actually today for the first time on the Ford showroom, doing the radio show live from the Ford showroom out on Highway 75. So I've got the Ford hack truck here and our Shea truck on the showroom, and a lot of great Fords around me, and some of our sales team is here to join in as we go through the morning. And we're getting ready to finish up the celebration the rest of the month. We've got our big party this weekend where we're going to be cooking out and gifts for all the customers that purchase, and lots of great stuff planned over the next few days, and we're kicking that off today. Got deals on all our in-stock vehicles. I think people have noticed as they've driven by, inventories are a little odd. We've got fewer cars than we often do this time of year because of the chip shortage, but still doing a brisk business and very, very great spring.
You got like that. God liked that a lot, except for the chip shortage. I mean, everything else is doing pretty good.
Well, it is, and I know that'll get worked out. I think it's not just affecting us. It's affecting all the manufacturers.
It is.
Not just automobiles, too.
True.
It is going to be something we have to deal with here. And just, you know, so I think on the one hand, I've got a great selection of white Highlanders. And, you know, if you want something other than white, I can probably trade one of the white ones for a different color.
Mm-hmm.
We've got... Mm-hmm. On both showrooms, we've got our incoming inventory posted with on the walls with invoices of what's coming in over the next few weeks. On the Fords, we have 9 vehicles that are coming in. On the Toyota side, I think we have about 12 that are due in the next few weeks, and so we've got those up, and we're bizarrely selling off pieces of paper before the vehicles even get here.
Wow.
Yeah, it's great. And been buying lots of vehicles, too, and taking care of our customers that way. We definitely are needing used vehicle inventory to kind of we've grown our used vehicle inventory as the new car supply has diminished a little bit. We've got a lot of great late model pickup trucks and Lincolns and Toyotas, a Tacoma, a Tundra, a couple Tundras. A couple Tacomas some that are not out on the lot yet. A lot of vehicles still going through service, but you can check all that out online. And I do have a couple of our friends on the show here this morning with me, and I want to get into them and say hello to Michelle out there. Michelle Gaines, are you on still?
I'm here.
Hey, Michelle.
I am. How are you this morning?
Welcome. Welcome is our sales.
Thank you.
Michelle is our sales director, Tom. She's been on the show before, and she's got a couple of our sales associates with her, a great sales team that we have here at Dungis. I want to introduce them. Michelle, who are you with right now?
I have Brandy McClintock and Jeremy Cole, and they are both our sales team for our Toyota and our Ford side. They can both say hello. Hi there.
Hi, Brandy. Hi, Jeremy.
How are you doing?
Good.
Well, thank you for having me.
Sure. Well, I'm glad to have you guys on. You know, you guys are an important part of our team, and you know, I always talk on the radio show about how my grandfather got started in the business, and how it really is about people, you know, and the opportunities the car business gives us all. And you guys have joined our team in the last couple of years and been great additions to the team. Really great folks, and I know a lot of people in the community already know you. But it's great to have you aboard here.
Yes, we are lucky to have them. They both have the right mindset that we want for the dealership, and they take good care of our customers.
That's right. Tell us about your approach to selling cars a little bit, Brandy. You haven't been doing it very long, so I know you came from another career and decided to give this a shot in the last few months. Tell people about that experience.
Well, my approach is simply just I like to treat everybody like family. I want a customer for life, not just for one time, and I want to help them through the whole process and take care of them and be there for years to come.
Yeah, and you grew up around here in Bartlesville and a local girl?
Yes, born and raised here. My whole family's from here. I wouldn't live anywhere else.
You got any hobbies or other stuff you like to do?
I love being outdoors. I love spending time with my family, going to church, and working.
Yeah. Jeremy, I know the first time I met you, we were actually on the stage together down at the community center, or actually probably at the ballet, practicing for the Nutcracker, right?
Yes, sir. That was a great experience.
It was. That was my family's been involved in that, and Jeremy and I met a few years ago. We were both involved in a production of the Nutcracker, and he joined our team. He had worked at another local dealer, and he joined us. How long ago now, Jeremy?
This July be 1 year.
Just about a year. So you came on in the middle of the pandemic. But you've been a great addition to the team. And, tell them a little bit about your background. Where did you grow up and what brought you here?
Well, I grew up in the town Dewey, Oklahoma.
Dewey, not too far away.
Not too far. Went to school there from kindergarten to graduation, so that was quite some time ago.
Another local guy, that's what I'm getting at. And a lot of our team are that way. Good local people that grew up around here, and you may know them in the community. So, I know you take a lot of pride in helping your customers, too. What is your approach to selling a car, Jeremy?
Well, I like to help the customer out as far as making sure the decision's the right decision. It's an emotional process, big purchase. So I like to make sure that I give them all the information and treat them with respect so they can, be comfortable in making that decision to purchase a vehicle.
Yeah, that's great. That's very well put because, we talk on the show a lot about our friendly, knowledgeable, non-commissioned sales consultants. And there you go, folks. There's a couple of them right there. They really are. They do want to put you in charge of buying the car. They're here to help you and just answer all your questions, give you advice. We'd like to give you all the tools you need to research your vehicle, your price, your payments, and answer all your questions and do it transparently. That's really just at the core of what we do, and I think that you guys do a great job with that. So thank you all.
You are very welcome.
And Michelle, I know that you've got a lot of other good stuff planned for this weekend. Tell the folks a little bit about what's going on.
We do. We're going to have a lot of cake over the next 3 days. We're going to cook out. The sales team's going to cook out Saturday, so we'll have a cookout again this Saturday as well. Several specials going on. We have our Toyota Camrys that you can lease for 36 months. That's $259. Or you can get 0% for 60 months.
Wow.
That's a good, the Camrys. And those are, one of the number one sedans out there. And so to offer 0% and to have a lease at that low of a payment, we are happy to offer that. The Corollas, they're the same way right now. You can get into a Corolla for as low as $169 a month on a lease.
Those are incredible low payments. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Incredible.
Highlanders, they're low. They're at 1.9% as well. So we have several Toyotas. Several Fords, as you know, as our F-150s come in and F-250s, they're sold before they pretty much hit the lot.
Well, I see one right now. There is a beautiful white one right outside the showroom here, a King Ranch F-150. It's the Power Boost hybrid model. I don't know why that one hadn't sold. What's up with that?
That one actually is ready to be sold. We're going to do a dealer trade with that. The only thing that was missing was the gentleman wanted the higher towing package on it.
Oh, I see. Okay. So we kept that one around as bait to dealer trade for, and that's how it works, folks, right now. We definitely will go get anything you need. I mean, there's not that, and some of it is picked over, and we may have to go far, but that's our job. We'll go find it for you, and we can definitely find just about anything.
Yeah, and you'd mentioned buying off of the paperwork, the inventory coming in, and mm-hmm. that has worked quite well for us. We've been able to sell the vehicles. The customers are comfortable knowing that when it hits the lot, that it's theirs. And so it kind of relates a little bit of ordering something more so their own and knowing that it's theirs when it hits the lot.
Yeah, and that's
pretty well.
That is another option. If there's something specific that you want, we can just place an order and it will be built. And we do also at Dungeness, you know, every new vehicle you purchase comes with our 7-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. It's a nationwide warranty. Go to any dealership or ASE-certified shop around the country, and it's a really great free added service when you purchase your vehicle at Dungeness at no additional cost. You get that 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty. It is nationwide protection, got powertrain coverage, including the engine, transmission, the front and rear wheel drive components, rental reimbursement, and the 1-year extendable Road America assistance program with towing, flat tire, lockout, battery service, stuff like that. And yep.
We just had another salesperson, Mark, that came in. He's been with us for a while.
Hi, Mark. Yeah, I like to say hi, Mark. You've been around a few years, and it's great to have you on the show. I don't think you've ever been on the show, but say hi again.
Hi, hello. Nice
to so, talk to you. Yeah, well, it's great to get to talk to you too. I know Mark is a lot of time has been spent here. Came to us from a. What brought you to Bartlesville, actually? I don't remember that story, Mark. Didn't grow up around here. You grew up in Illinois and California. And what brought you to Bartlesville?
Right. My ex was born here, so we wanted Chaz to have grandparents around.
Yeah.
So we moved from Venice Beach to Bartlesville.
From California, Venice Beach to Bartlesville. That's a big switch, yeah. But you've been a salesman for most of your life. I know the stories of as a kid running around in Chicago trying to sell things. And I really know you have a passion for the people that you serve and your customers. What is your approach to selling? What is it you think that it takes?
Well, I just really just try to make a lot of friends. And most of my customers are. I mean, I've got to get to know them a little bit. Mm-hmm. I've got to get to know me a little bit and get to business and get, you know, take care of their needs and wants as quickly as possible.
And I know you do a lot to take care of Chaz. You mentioned your great son, Chaz. So you tell him you were on the radio show and we were giving him props today. And I know he'll
be.
And Mark's also loves to ski. That's something Mark and I have in common, so we always talk about that in the winter.
And, definitely.
well, thanks for being on the show, Mark. And I think we also, out there somewhere, is Jason out there? Are you still on the
Brad,
hanging
how
on?
How are you this morning?
I don't want to leave.
No.
Yeah, let's bring Jason in. So where are you now? You've been wandering around the dealership. Where are you?
I sure have, Brad. I'm out here on the Toyota service drive, and as I walked up, we had a customer who was admiring the sort of historic chronology of portraits that are along the Toyota service drive, including that gorgeous first Toyota in Oklahoma coming off the boat. and I'm out here. I wanted to say hi to Tina Black.
Yeah, Tina.
Tina's one of our service advisors here in Toyota, and she's been with the organization, really, I think just a couple weeks longer than I have.
Hi, everybody. This is Tina.
Hi, Tina. Yeah, you've been around a little bit now. You had a lot of different roles at the dealership, and that's a great story, too, because you started out answering the phone, right? I think that's where it started.
Answering the phone, you know, so it's one of those things back and forth, but
yeah
it's been a great 8 years.
Yeah, 8 years, worked in our body shop and in accounting for a long time, doing lots of different roles and doing customer handling and on the phone and in our BDC sometimes, and just handling the phone, and now working on our on the service drive and continuing to work with our customers. And
she's the ultimate people person.
I don't know about that, but I sure try.
Yeah, no, you're great, and I know people, you'd work really hard for your customers. What's it like being on the service drive? What's that role like?
Well, this role is definitely a privilege to work with all these wonderful people that do drive up and trying very, very hard to make sure that they are satisfied when they leave. So it's been a privilege.
Yeah, and there, I mean, you deal with lots of people, lots of customers, and it's a great process helping them with their cars.
Yes, it is. It is. Yeah. And people understand if you enjoy them, people do understand that, and they respond to that. So that's good.
Great.
You know, not that I'm saying I'm successful 100% of the time. But
you're great. Well, have a great day, Tina. Thanks so much.
Well, thank you. Thank you. We'll get busy.
Okay. Yeah, stay busy. I know service drives are one of the busiest places we have in the dealership. They're definitely, the phone is always ringing. There's always people in front of the advisors. And so we'll let Tina get back to work. Another thing about Toyota, Jason, is today is Earth Day. And I wanted to remind people, we haven't talked about that much, but Dungis Toyota was the first LEED certified commercial facility, retail facility like a car dealership in the state of Oklahoma, is still the only auto dealer that's LEED certified. Definitely the only Toyota dealer that's LEED certified. Really proud of that.
The Toyota building is really a marvel, and the fact that you've got those heat sink wells,
geothermal heat and air. Lots of LED lighting. People may be interested to know our energy costs at the Toyota building are quite a bit less, probably around half of what it is in the Ford building. And so it's been a real cost saver for us. Those investments have really paid off, and we're proud to have done our LEED building with local architecture company, Amber Architects, and local construction management company, Gorman Construction, also. So we were their first LEED projects as well, and really proud of that, to be leaders in environmental design. I think Toyota and Ford, well, it may not be obvious that, you know, an auto dealer would be green, so to speak, or be interested in that. But certainly in our business, we need to be. I think, the powertrains are evolving, and we've got electric vehicles on the ground now. I've got a Mach-E here you can come check out if you want to. And we're hearing about Toyota's new electric vehicles that will be coming soon. And we've got hybrid F-150s I'm looking at right now.
The hybrid F-150, Michelle mentioned that earlier. That's, to me, one of the most fascinating vehicles that we have on the lot. The fact that, you know, it's basically a mobile power station.
It can be a generator. It has the incredible towing power just raw torque power to tow things that have come from a hybrid battery system. It's got the flexibility of running off gasoline or the battery, so it's really a great automobile. And like you said, it does have a generator in it and can actually power things outside of the car.
You can plug an arc welder into that bad boy.
Amazing.
You can run your house.
Yeah, I think people did actually during February's ice issues down in Texas and Oklahoma. People use them that way. But it's really exciting to have that new stuff coming. And it is, you can come check that out if you're wanting to celebrate Earth Day. Come get yourself a new hybrid F-150. We've got a couple of those to choose from and a couple more on the way soon. Definitely be out here all weekend celebrating the 80th anniversary of Dungis Ford here in Bartlesville, and actually over 90 years serving northern Oklahoma here. Tom. I think that's something we're really proud of here at Dungis, and just want to celebrate that with our customers. Michelle, are you all still in there? And
we are still in here, and I did want to correct myself. We are going to actually be cooking out Friday and Saturday.
Okay.
Between 11 and 1 o'clock or so. So we'll have music going, and we'll be giving away free gifts. We have detail certificates that will be given away. We have free oil changes. We have all kinds of stuff that is here at our dealership that we're giving away.
Awesome.
To our customers, yes. So we're excited about that.
All the great inventory that we have a lot of selection on the lot right now. I see a bunch of excellent Lincolns out there right now, and mm-hmm.
Big Lincoln month. Lincoln has definitely been a popular brand this month for us.
And there's a couple of them that we've got that are kind of rare. I know we've got a Navigator, one of my old demos that people could save a lot of money on, and then a couple year old Lincoln Navigator that's a Lincoln certified vehicle.
That's a 2018, one of the first ones, with the redesign that we sold from our dealership a couple years back, and it only has 30,000 miles on it. It's a fantastic price for a Navigator. We have an Aviator that we have just purchased as well that's coming in.
Oh, wow, a used Aviator.
Mm-hmm. We've got a used Aviator coming our way. We're excited about that. The Aviators are hard to keep as well. As soon as they get here, they're sold. So
yeah, and we have a new one, I think, coming in a few weeks, too.
We do.
Aviator. We can show you the invoice on that. And you do want to, don't? I know on the Toyota side, some of the hottest stuff, we do have some in the pipeline coming. We have two four-wheel drive Tundras, four-wheel drive 4Runner that are in the pipeline. Those are not sold at this point. So if you're interested in something like that, you need to hurry on down to Dungis Toyota and check that out. Those vehicles will not last. I know they probably will be sold before they hit the ground.
And as we're talking about Lincoln, we have our Lincoln specialist here live with us as well today. I'd like to introduce Kaylee.
Hi, Kaylee.
So, we have a collection of Lincolns right now in great savings. We need to clear out all the 2020s. So definitely make your way down to Dungis.
Yeah, Kaylee, that you do a great job with our Lincoln customers. I know people that our Lincoln customers know you as our specialist. So you do Lincoln concierge service for our Lincoln customers, right?
Yes, I do. Pickup and delivery.
Awesome. And you also worked with the conversion of a lot of our Bronco orderers and people on the Bronco. How did that go?
It was really smooth, I think. There was a lot of information involved, and, it was a little... we take it day by day, but everybody was really excited to put in their orders, and we have some really interesting Broncos that are coming in.
No, they'll be beautiful, and lots of accessories I know were ordered and stuff, and you're going to get to go to the Bronco Off Rodeo. How exciting is that?
Super excited.
So, and I know the customers are also going to be invited to go, these initial Bronco purchasers, they'll also be invited to go to the Bronco Off Rodeo, but Kaylee is going to get to go late in May and go down and experience that, Tom. It's a special Bronco immersion event. They're having several locations around the country for Bronco purchasers and enthusiasts, and so we're sending dealership Bronco representatives to some of the Hill Country outside of Austin, and they're going to go, and she's going to spend a full day out there learning about everything Bronco, getting to do all kinds of crazy stuff in them, and it should be just a blast, Kaylee.
Yes, very excited.
So people will definitely want to come ask her about that when she gets back, or if you have any questions about Bronco, you can give Kaylee a call. She's very much our product expert on that. Thanks.
Hey, Fred?
Jason, Fred, where are you now?
Here in the Ford shop with Ken, and he wants to know if he can take the Mercure to the off-rodeo.
No, I don't know that it would do well there. It would be fun to take down there. It'd get us down there, but I don't know about it being off-road much. But hi, Kenny. Are you there? Can you? Hey, how are you doing? How are things going? What are you working on right now?
Doing some head gaskets on the 6.0.
Yeah, Kenny's one of our heavy line mechanics on the main side at Ford. The guys behind the scene do all the work around here, and Kenny's been here a number of years, one of my buddies. He does work on my Mercure a lot of the time. It's been those folks who remember what a Mercure is. There aren't many of us left, I don't think, but I appreciate all your help.
Right on.
Cool. And you've also got some other passions. You'd like to customize your own vehicles, I know. Do you have any projects you're working on right now?
Still got my crew cab Ford Courier.
Still working on that. That's cool.
Oh, yeah. It's been 15 years.
Yeah. That's a neat project.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for being on the show. I'll let you get back to those head gaskets.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Kenny. Yeah, Kenny's a great guy. Does a lot of work. I mean, that Mercure he mentioned, that's a 1988 Mercure that I found, or we was in under a tree in Bartlesville, and Kenny and helped me bring it back to life. And it's a beautiful old German Ford that was sold by Lincoln Mercury dealers in the 80s just for a couple years, and it's a nice old car I like to drive. So thanks for finding Kenny there, Jason. And I guess we're getting closer to the end of the show here, Tom. It's been a little bit different, but it's been fun to have everybody on and get to meet some more of the team out here.
It is. I got to tell you, it kind of feels like family when we do it like this.
Well, and that's what it is. You know, Dungis is a family. There's a lot of family around here, and we really feel like our team are, you know, we spend so much time together that we really want to have fun with what we do and enjoy the people we work with. The character of our team is really, you know, the key, and we're really proud of all the people that we have here and all the hard work they do to take care of our customers and have kept this business going through three generations and over 80 years, and we really just couldn't do it without everybody out there, and you know, that allows us to help our employees keep going and provide support for so many community organizations, and I just want to say thank you to all our customers out there that made it possible.
Well, thank you, and folks, don't forget.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm.
Make sure you go out there and visit. It's always on the west side, the best side of 75, and that is the Dungis Family of Autos. And, of course, the big celebration continues this weekend. Lots of fun, right, Brad?
That's right. Come on out, everybody. Come see us. We'll be cooking out both afternoons the next couple days around lunchtime, so come see us.
All righty. Take care and be well, and happy birthday once again. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Tom.
All righty. And you've been listening to Car Talk right here on K1, the one you trust.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K1.
American Heritage Bank, now serving the Osage region of Bartlesville, Pawhuska, and Barnstall.
This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3 FM K227 CQ Bartlesville.